John McGivern is in the studio with us. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Long time no see.
Yeah, where you been?
We've been here.
Yeah, we haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah. Last time I saw you, you were modeling.
Oh. We were pretty.
I wasn't pretty. I was just there attending the function.
No, you look great. Can I tell you, though? It was Mark Baden.
Yeah.
One of the Marcus brothers, Steve Marcus. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Steve and David. Myself and the guy who runs the Florentine. And I looked at that group of four guys. I was like, none of us are pretty. We are the ugliest models in the whole world. We're all just a little chunky except Mark Baden. So they put Mark Baden in these orange paisleys and a tied sweater around his waist as we're walking down the runway. I said, guess the gay guy.
I know. Baden was like, oh, my God, what do they have me in?
Baden was like, I'm so glad my wife's not here. I said, but your boyfriend is. For the sake of God, look at us. He had me in some conservative outfits, though.
Really?
I felt almost like I wanted to go out on a date with a woman.
You felt like a Republican.
Kind of. I was like, hey, baby, what's up?
That was a lovely event, though. They really do a nice
Florentine
job.
Opera. They have their fundraiser,
right.
and it's a fashion. It's
okay.
A fashion luncheon. And it's like, why would you want me to do this?
Well,
but I had fun.
Yeah.
I kind of did some horse walking like a model.
Did you?
I did.
Did you do any spins?
I did. I did some spins, and I stopped and pivoted. I felt like I was in a beauty pageant.
Very nice.
Miss O'Connemawak.
If you were to be in a beauty pageant, John, what would your talent be?
Whistling.
No, he's a guitar player.
I can play guitar.
A good guitar player. All right, John. You got to tell me, you were on vacation? Is that where you were?
I was.
Okay, that's why we haven't seen you.
Where'd you go?
I only went for a few days, really. I left last Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. Steve and I were at the airport. Steve caught a U.S. Airway flight to Roanoke to visit his kids. And I flew to Tampa to visit my brother, who lives in Turpin Springs, his wife, two kids. One of the kids is my godchild, and my mom. My mom is in Florida.
Oh.
So my sister Colleen and I flew down to Tampa. For the visit, and I just want you to know that it was really hot.
It was a nice family visit?
It was really great.
Good.
It was really, really great. You know, my brother lives in Turpin Springs, which is like the Greek capital of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And a lot of these, they have the...
Did he change his name to John Magalopoulos?
Well, I'm like, hey, Nikki, oompa. My nieces go to Turpin Springs High School, 2,000 kids, and... They're all Gaddafiluses, or you know, they're all just all Greek.
Fifth and hour, they all shave.
Shut up
for the second time. Oh, but it's a great little village, and you know, it's good Greek food if you like it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's always nice to get down there. I used to spend my times in Tampa during the winter.
Right,
which I may be doing it again. I had a visit with the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center about doing a show.
Oh.
And we talked about doing something. So I may be down there again for a little while.
Yeah, but don't forget,
because
sometimes this happens to people. Mm-hmm. You forget about what it's like when you're down there, because I remember the emails you would send from down in Tampa with all the old people.
And cockroaches.
And the cockroaches and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So don't forget about that.
No, I won't. I'll keep that in
there. There's a lot of old people.
And can
down
I
there.
Tell you, it was so hot and so humid. I talked to my mom yesterday, of course, on Mother's Day. I called down there and I got on the phone with my brother, and he says, oh, it was so great to see you. And I says, it was really good to be there, but just so you know, my butt finally dried out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how come my underwear's wet? It's only 10 o'clock. I am so sweaty. I want to go home.
I know. Just
I think I had an accident.
It's like, oh, the back is so wet.
And you constantly, you get up from something, you got to pick at it, and you just pull it out.
Like,
I'm not a big Florida fan, but I know a lot of people love it.
It makes you want to not wear underwear, which is kind of, you know, that's, to be honest with you, that's my goal every day is to get home to take my underwear off.
I'm with you.
That's all I ever want to do.
Meet the goal. Do you meet the goal usually? Do you? Okay.
I will run home after this and take my underwear.
Why even? Just go commando.
Oh, no. Because, well, I could in the winter.
But that's your goal? Your goal every day?
Swear to God.
Is it so whenever you get there, you go, Okay, but my underwear's off.
I would love to invent an underwear that you can take off without taking your pants off.
Like a breakaway?
Like a breakaway underwear, sure. Where it's just like, thump.
like the bottom is snapped like a onesie.
Sure, exactly. And then you can just, sure, yeah. You just snap it and pull it off. Yeah. Sure, absolutely. I love it, though. It's like, why not?
I can't see a market.
Why would you need it? I don't get it.
He wants to get out. So
I'd like to take it off right now.
Hey.
So, exactly. So he can do it in the car as he's driving home. He doesn't have to worry about it.
I've certainly done it in the car before.
I'm with you, brother. I'd like to get home and put on a pair of like flannel, you know, sleep pants and something like that. Yeah. Got to get the underwear off.
I told you, I wear these pashtuni pants that I order from Shuker.
What?
Which...
I don't even know.
First of all, I don't even know what you said. Pashtuni pants from Shuker.
I have Pashtuni pants.
Is that a country?
Yes, it is. It's Middle Eastern. S H U K R.
Is that where the crotch is like down by the knees?
That's really none of your concern, Carol. Jeez, what
her? I know, but
talking about crotch death. I order these pants from a Middle Eastern clothing store.
Uh-huh.
Because they're these really good. Yeah, S H U K R. Really good cotton, very light, almost billowy. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's in case you want to strap something to your body. So that's why they make their pants like that.
So Shuker translated means international male.
I love the fact that you know that. I love the fact that you did. You get those catalogs?
Yeah, I did. I didn't.
Lord.
You know, because you wanted to get the linen suit.
I turned to the page 8 where they had the banana boat.
Oh man.
So that's a gay catalog?
No, it's a clothing catalog that does not say it's for gay people,
but it pretty much is.
KB gets it.
I don't get it. I got it.
How he knows international mail. It's like I didn't even know that until I moved to Los Angeles. He's been in Germantown his whole life and he's looking at international mail. Where'd you get it? And your visit to Fredonia? What the hell?